'Tis the season to buy gifts, and rising prices are on many shoppers' minds. Inflation may be slowing in the United States, but prices are still way up over last year, and holiday sales are lagging.
I'd say I definitely have noticed some like price hikes this year. Things are a lot more expensive than they typically are, it feels like.
It's a holiday, so I don't want to shortchange anyone, but you know, things are more expensive noticeably, yeah.
In an effort to reduce inflation to 2%, the Fed has been raising interest rates from near zero in March to just under 4.5% by year's end. And Jerome Powell made clear recently he wasn't ready to stop the increases just yet.
I don't think anyone knows whether we're going to have a recession or not. And if we do, whether it's going to be a deep one or not. It's not knowable.
Still, it's not all bad news. Wages for the lowest earners have gone up considerably, and the labor market remains strong.
If you're somebody who's stocking that milk in the grocery store, you're noticing your wages have risen more in the past 3 years than in the past 20 years. And your chance of getting a job or quitting your job if you don't like it and getting a better one are better than they've been in 20 or 25 years.
Of course, it's not just holiday presents that have gotten more expensive. It's things like rent and mortgage rates and services like haircuts. So some economists are worried that raising interest rates may do more harm than good.
Last week, the Bank of England and the European Central Bank followed the Fed, raising rates by half a percentage point to 3.5% and 2.5%. But higher interest rates could discourage businesses from making new investments. It's already making it harder for poor countries, also dealing with inflation, to pay back loans. The UN says 54 countries are at risk of defaulting.
Most of the world's poorest countries find themselves on what one could call debt row, staring down the abyss of insolvency and default. This year alone, their debt service payments skyrocketed 35%, the largest increase in decades.
And with credit card debt rising this holiday season, many families say Santa will have to tighten his belt.
We went in with like expectations, like, yeah, we're going to get this and get this. And then when we went in and the prices have gone up, we're like, yeah, well, not right now. We'll just hold off.
They, too, will feel the pinch of higher interest rates in the new year. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.